and utilize it in life, they don't like it. Not one little bit. Because you have figured them out. And when ones will, from a pulpit, say, don't touch that material, it is wicked and evil. Cancel that subscription, throw it in the trash. As Cooper said to the lady who calls to see if there's anything truth in the journals. How would he know? He never did even read the portion that he thought we plagiarized. All 50 pages from his 26-page document. How would he know? He knew I pronounced his conclusions incorrect. How could I know? Simple. I know the Brotherhood. I asked him if he would care to visit with me. Well, I guess not. Let's not learn the truth. Let's not lure ourselves to change our mind and possibly stumble on the truth. And if anybody calls, he tells them, throw it in the trash. It's dangerous material. Dangerous? The books aren't even heavy enough if you threw them at somebody to be dangerous. If they're live, why would they bother? More trash. So you can tell. You not only tell them to throw it in the trash, but you write them a 5-page letter on the heinous consequences of ever looking at that again. It'll burn your eyes out or something. No. God's truth will not burn anything out except ignorance. And I don't have anything to prove. You see, this is what they want. They want Hatton to come on their program. And they'll say, well, prove it. Hatton doesn't have a damn thing to prove. I stand on the word of God, period. You might start proving something to me. You prove to me that I'm not like that. Anyone in this room care to do that? And then you listen to what they will say. There'll be a few. Well, I will, you know. I'll prove that you're not who you say. Oh, really? Who did I just say I was? Well, I don't know. Some, you know. Some commander. Commander who? Oh, well, how do you spell that? If you don't know how to spell it, then you don't know how to disprove me, do you? Who are you? Well, I'm Joe Blow. Prove it. Well, I have a birth certificate. Do you have it with you? Well, no, of course not. Then why do you expect me to have mine? And I know that George cringes. I know that Dorma just gets it. Because it gets closer and closer, doesn't it? And she says, you wouldn't do that to me, wouldn't I? You see, that's what's wrong. Ones will not stand on their own truth. They fudge and hide behind each other, boosting up each other. They'll stick together. Stick together about what? You see, there ceases to be a quarrel. Well, quote me something out of the Bible and I'll believe you're real. Why would I do that? Why don't you quote me something? And then we'll discuss it. Well, I'm not a biblical scholar. Then why do you bother me? You are discounting me on the basis of my being ungodly. From the satanic whatever it is that somehow spacemen represent. I'll tell you how heinous it is. The ones we have to call the little gray aliens, they're replicas. and the replicas of some of the most genuine, sweetest love forms in the cosmos, having been pulled down and made a deceitful shield for those heinous little beasts. It's like taking children in their purest form and replicating them, and then destroying the child. This is not taken lightly. Well, did some little grays come from reticulum, zeta 1, zeta 2? Yes. But they didn't come down here to abuse you. Although from some of the places of Orion constellation came evil itself. And here's where part of your stories are true, part are not. Ones reaching through to the other side are very often given a lot of good information, usually colored. And at that point, the receiver knows it's wrong. And those very ones will tell you, oh, but they don't come anymore. They sure don't, because they're landlocked right on Earth place. Well, but you said there were no. I said nothing of the sort. I said there are no dangers to you from outer space. They are landlocked into your galaxy. Well, what about maybe over here on Mars and that reptilian bunch? What about them? That's exactly what they want you to think. Have you seen a reptilian person running around looking like a lizard? No, of course you haven't. Because you are so trained to expect that serpent in that apple tree with Eve sneaking over there naked to pick it and stuff it down Adam's throat, whether he liked it or not. And he struggled. I know he struggled. Get thee away from me, Eve, you beautiful creature. And man swallows this. And he swallows it for so long that how are we going to scare these people? I know. There are those reptilians that come right off Mars. Because Mars, you know, was a warring planet, I heard. You better believe it. And it is vacant. Because they blew it up. It's like you're working to do this one. And when you change the entire atmosphere, you've destroyed life form. And you're trying to do it here. You've learned to create it, you've learned to destroy it. It will not be tolerated into the cosmos. That is natural law. That is cosmic law. And if one or the other comes to an impasse, guess who's going to win? Now one say, well, but what would you do with all of these numbers? Well, I have to be honest with you. Many will simply perish because many are not soul invested entities. They are genetically crossed, created by man. And I use the term creation loosely, developed, orchestrated. And they are built for their purpose. From genetic structures of brilliant beings to the very ordinary or lesser intelligence beings. These would call drones. They go just wherever the swarm goes. And they are physically able to reproduce. That's how you have so many. Don't underestimate your enemy. One's destined for the higher seats of government are never dumb. They are incredibly brilliant. They have minds like computers. And they've already figured out over here what to do if you don't pass the Brady Bill. And if worse comes to worse, in the end, they will simply choose force. And you won't know the difference because they control the media. Yes, but you cram all that history into us. Well, let me give you the bad news. I'm writing about it this very day. The first thing they did in America was take over the high school college history books and reprint them. And everything about the system that could be used against them, including the constitutional laws, was removed. And you have now had three generations of ones with no history, and mostly cannot read, would not care to read if they could. They will go watch Saturday Night Live. Do I have anything against Saturday Night Live? Almost everything. But if you want to watch it, that's your business. But while your youth is watching that conglomeration of dirty jokes, etc., they certainly are learning the proper history, aren't they? And are the parents teaching them? The parents don't know what it is. How could they teach them if they cared? And they don't. Because while the kids are in there tied up with the television, they can be in the kitchen drinking and discussing important things. You know, like what they're going to do on Saturday. Cut the lawn or watch the ball game. I want to tell you, your adversary may do all of these things, but it's always for a purpose. If they golf, they want to be the best, but it's for the contact. Is for business. It has been historically bred out of you, and if you do not know history, you cannot help but repeat it because you don't know what it was. And they structured it so that you're funneled right through it. They set it up so that even if you voted out, which they did, the Bank of England, you had the War of 1812. Because after 20 years, it went dead, according to the Constitution and the Congress. And the Bank of England wanted back in there with the control, and you had a war over it. And they fiddled around until they sold you the real bill of goods, and that was the Federal Reserve. Oh, they had a little trouble with that. I call them the ABs. The Antichrist God, Anti-God, Antichrist, A. Gangsters, B. They're worse than gangsters. And they are the ones who are the hands. Oh, but you said the Khazar. Oh, guess who owns the bank? I didn't come here to be smug or smart. I got sent here to hopefully help in waking up a planet of people. You're precious. You're brothers. Not just to me, but you are precious to the Creator. And it's a time of trouble. He would not leave you alone. Well, what is he doing down here now? You've asked for him. Why are you writing me this stuff, Hecton? One asked me. In personal measure, because you have asked me, and you're waiting now for an answer through these same hands to which you directed your question, and you won't hear it any other way. If Joy writes me through Dharma, she won't hear me She might write for me for 4 days in a row, and the minute she has a personal question that she sends to Dorma, she's got her ears plugged. I could scream, and she wouldn't hear me. She'd be incensed because somehow I didn't answer. We don't expect you to know all that. It doesn't matter. Those things will take care of themselves. But we'll have a long time for that if we cannot do something about this constitutional situation. Because it's coming, and it is coming fast now. You can see them pulling it down from every place on your globe. They're pulling it together. They're trying to do it while Gorbachev is still in. Can they do it if he is not? It's harder. Their plans are to have it done and operational by year 2000. My gosh, children, you're almost halfway through 91. I'm not talking about still working on it, year 2000. I'm talking about total operational. Done. Done. Your economy is just teetering. Because you see, that is structured so that if they don't pull it off the way it's going, they'll topple it. And it's over. They'll come in with their emergency regulations, and I can guarantee you, you will go and vote for a constitutional convention, because they will tell you that if we just do this and this, and this is all we're going to do in there, it'll fix it. And you'll all line up to vote for that. They'll get in there, and your constitution is gone, and they'll laugh at you. They have enough members to vote. Democracy, you remember. They have control. You cannot allow it to get to vote. You cannot allow it to get to vote. They can outvote it now. Well, wave the magic wand, Hatton. How do we get it to not go to vote? Well, I don't have that one. But there are many ones around your nation that truly are. You have to remember the Khazar element. I'm not talking the Jewish element, friends, who also includes the Judean group, or the ones who are no longer Judean but perceive themselves to be Jews because they thought that meant Judean. But you see, because they are convinced that they must have a new temple in Jerusalem, and that these ones represent the new coming of some Messiah getting ready in preparation, they consider themselves Jews. They're only 3% in the United States. How is it that they're everywhere? Well, number one, there are more than that because there are many replicas. And they're not counted. But they have been put into every important slot there is. They control your media. So they can tell you there are 500%. And what are you going to think? Well, I guess they finally did it. 500%. We're outnumbered. And besides, I'm not anti-Semitic, so it's okay. And you've missed the point. You've missed the point. It has nothing to do with bigotry. It has everything to do with your constitutional law and the right of freedom for the human as created. But after the fact, it doesn't matter. So you know, if less than 3% of the population of the United States of America is Jewish, then think about it. You cannot have more than 1% running things. That's why we need to make this motion picture. People will begin to listen. It seems impossible. It can't be done. Don't underestimate God. He would not have a lesser plan. Well, but there's no way to have this movie, you know, within a year. So, I could guarantee you it will come in its perfection, with its intended purpose. And if man still does not wake up, guess what? Man's going to cut his throat, isn't he? That's part of choosing, part of sorting. Is that your problem? Not if you've done your work. That's their problem. The one who will not hear, who refuses to hear. There's no way to force this acceptance into anyone's life. And you'll only upset yourself trying. Make it available. You don't have to even go tell them that some space commander, and therefore he knows. Yes, it's true. It doesn't matter who writes it. Tell them Hatton is the ex-president of Harvard. I don't care what you tell them. Because if they read it, and they read it with an open mind, they will accept it for what it is. It's like coming here. I'm sorry that Barry didn't get to experience Dorma for a while, especially today. But I don't think he has any problem. I have a great feeling of camaraderie with him. I don't think that he feels that I'm other than who I say. I don't have anything to hide. I have nothing to prove. My proof is the Word, and the Word is God. Now, I would entertain inquiries.
Share some.
I would hear it.
Our illustrious paper in the spotlight decided today that your books are not very good.
I know.
They decided that we slipped through the cracks this time, but we're not going to accept any more advertising from us. So we have one additional entry.
Who was it who said that?
One of the board of directors. He ruled out any more stuff from us.
You don't know his name.
Did he say why?
Yeah, we have the name.
Did he say why?
No. I want to tell you something about the spotlight. They have efforted to infiltrate. And they've done that to some extent. And they've capitulated to some extent. You see, there has already been enough thrust against the Phoenix journals that they know who you are. But the thrust against Liberty Lobby is at an all-time high. The attack against Liberty Lobby to destroy that last bastion of freedom is at an all-time high right now. They want to pull that paper down. If you've got two ads in there, hallelujah, brother. We knew when we entered this project that it would neither be easy nor would it be fun. The motion picture will be difficult because they won't want to allow it on the screen without control. We had no delusion that it would be acceptable. And And now I have better news for you. Don't worry about that. Because neither will they discount it. And you want to know why they won't discount it? Because a lot of what I write came right out of the spotlight. And to discount the word, they have to discount their own truth. Mm-hmm. They've either lied or it's the truth. And if it's the truth, it belongs to everyone. And if it is not the truth, they deserve to be pulled down. And that goes for anyone.
I have a question.
I would hear it.
You said that the replicas can produce offspring.
Yes.
Do the offspring, are they always without the soul, or can some of the offspring be born with the soul from God? Or are they always, because you said they just keep breeding them.
I can tell you right now that with God all things. So let's hold that.
Right.
And in the creation, it is simply a biological reproduction. What takes place with the child would be a very specifically selective thing. It can be either. If it is left on its own just to reproduce, say, just through genetic copulation, it will just be a reproduction. It won't realize much one way or another. It will just function. Whereas with a spiritual connection, it comes with knowing. And yes, many of the little replicas will be given, will be birthed with that fragment, because they are. That's the way that all of you basically began. Is through a pre-chosen set of circumstances where you would be able to function in your given purpose. And there are so many now replicas as your moral fiber began to decay. There is so much just irrational copulation. And there are still many children being birthed. Many abortions are simply replicas, just reproductions. And this is where, when we get into the subject of, well, is that murder? For the child, it may not be. Do you see? That isn't the point. The murderer is the parent who decides to end the life. Because you're not given to know which it is. So in the heart of the ones deciding to do the abortion, that's where the pain is. That's where the commitment of the error is. Is it an error? That's between that one and God. It is against the law, so I consider that an error. Whether or not it's a deliberate, destructive, intentional error, I cannot say. I do say this, anytime there's a life taken, whether it be a replica, you don't know the difference, and therefore you have in your heart, in your mind, killed a child. I'm not going to get into all of the little things about the fragments and the little animals and all of these things. Because in every instance, it's individual. What is the purpose of that? What is the purpose of what you did? And if to just set your life to total irresponsibility so that you have to face nothing, to get rid of that which you have produced, then your mind suffers the consequences. So when you are told, well, all And I'm telling you again, this is the letter I got. All channels say that abortion's all right because the child expects, knowing, comes in and expects this. Logic, reason, and the laws of the creation says our soul may be okay.